Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Morning, beautiful people. I added a topic today. Well, Mandy, I don't have like, 360 topics or something. So I added one because I like to stay relevant during the times as well. So I'm going to talk about the writer's strike, streaming, and we have not seen the impact of AI yet. And as usual, in order, Grace, to thwart opposing viewpoints, but to encourage them, I got a video.
What's gotten us to this place is the rug was pulled out from under writers and to a degree actors in the last 10, 15 years. It's the advent of streaming, the golden age of television.
One of the first streaming original shows was House of Cards. Spoiler alert, when they pushed Kate Mara in front of that train, it seemed like groundbreaking television. And it was fast-paced and it looked beautiful and it had huge stars.
Artistically, it's opened up the world. Maybe there used to be 80 shows in a year. Now you're up to 500, 550 shows in a year. And for writers, it was good because it gave people entry.
And a lot of those people were diverse young voices who Hollywood said, oh, you should come out to move to LA or New York, places where The cost of living is extremely high, and you have a seat at the table that for years created careers for people. Now, it doesn't exist like that anymore.
What's the difference between a network show and a streaming show? Network is the TV we all grew up with, ABC, NBC, CBS. And it's the season that begins in September and runs 22 episodes and ends in May. So that's a season, especially for procedurals that everyone knows, like Grey's Anatomy or CSIs. TV seasons always began in September. And that had something to do with auto sales, by the way. The new car seasons came out and they were going to advertise heavily, so you wanted new TV.
The network model worked for a very long time and gave people a stable career.
I broke in on Law & Order Criminal Intent. I was on staff there 4 years, became showrunner there. So you get paid by the episode or by the week. They said you'll make $15,000, and I thought that was it. I didn't know they meant for every episode. I didn't understand what I'd stumbled into. So I was able to make a living, start raising a family in New York. I think those doors have closed now. So the upside of streaming creatively was you didn't have to worry about commercial breaks. If I write an SVU, we have 5 commercial breaks in an hour of TV. Something has to happen at the end of that act to make sure people come back. Your writing has to conform to the advertising that pays for it. If you write for streaming, you don't have to worry about commercial breaks. You get to write a different structure. Maybe it's just an organic 3-act structure to an hour. Now you're down to 8-episode runs, 6-episode runs. Shorter seasons, where you could arc a story across 8 episodes. You can go a little darker, you can go a little deeper. That part of it was great, and writers from movies flock to it, and novels flock to it.
But as the episode orders have shrunk, what used to be 40 weeks out of the year that you were working is now 20 weeks. So try having to go from finding one job a year to finding multiple jobs a year to maintain the same status quo that you previously had. It's tough.
I don't think anyone's asking to go back to 20-episode seasons, but the stability and the longevity of those jobs is the model that we're asking for and that we think is best for writers and best for the product.
Can you explain what's changed, how the writer's room looks different in each model?
The function of the writer's room is the exact same. Like, it is a group of writers coming together to break story, to craft a season, and to write episodes of television. When you get your first job writing on a TV show, you're almost always a staff writer, which is the lowest level in the room. And then the next rung on the ladder is story editor, from story editor to executive story editor, co-producer, producer, supervising producer, co-executive producer, and then executive producer is the highest in showrunner, obviously.
The creative process is people coming together, having a conversation about, is it a dark comedy? Is it 1 hour? Is it a half hour?
Breaking story and really writing your whole season. The next phase is production, when you bring all of your crew together, bring all of your actors, grab your directors, and you shoot the TV show. And then the final stage is post-production, when you take that thing you shot, you sit with your editor, turn it into what people see on TV.
Broadcast shows kind of used to be the entire TV space. So if you were on a show like Law & Order SVU, or if you were on a show like Friends, your show was being filmed, it was in production concurrently while you were in the writer's room.
Writers are going back and forth and really learning the ropes of what it is to produce a TV show. You know, and it might be in the moment when you're watching a scene and an actor might come up to you and say, like, this line just isn't working for me. The job of the writer at that moment is to talk to the actor, figure out what isn't working, and write them a new line.
The writer is working with the actor at all times. He's conjuring the character, he's meeting the actor that was cast, and should be there when that actor is giving life to those words.
Financially, of course it would cost studios to keep writers on and to pay those extra weeks to keep doing their job. It seems like their favorite place to cut the budget is with writers, robbing them of creativity and robbing them of people training up to be the showrunners of future shows.
Writers are now being separated from production, employed for fewer weeks.
Fewer weeks means less income. And when a show like Game of Thrones costs so much money and takes so much time to make, that's a longer period of time between seasons. And so that means these writers have a longer period of time before they are employed again.
Story-wise, there is something nice about having all of your episodes written before you start to produce. It really gives you a nice scope of the season. You know where all your locations are gonna be. And if something happens in the last episode of your season that you realize there's a nice way to plan early in the season, you can go and play with that episode. On the other hand, not having your writers continue to be there and do the work that happens in production hurts the production and it hurts the writers.
There was this staff writer who was on The Bear, which is a streaming show on Hulu, and he had a story about how after working in this room, even though it was this critically acclaimed show and they were winning an award, he went to the award show broke and had to rent a bow tie. What I thought was so interesting about that story was that it wasn't the pay per se that was the issue in that situation, it was the length of the room. So you went from having 40 weeks of guaranteed work to maybe 8 to 10.
It is always very difficult to work in our industry. Writers, directors, actors often have long stretches of idle time.
Periods where you're either looking for your next job, the next room that you're gonna go write in, or the next feature that you're gonna pitch. Residual checks are what let you do that.
Residuals, which are how actors and writers tie themselves over during lean times, have basically been decimated. When TV first began, there was a big strike in 1960, and that strike resulted in writers getting residuals. The reason my network residual is so healthy is because that was negotiated a long time ago when that was the only other way an episode could be rewatched. If you wrote for Friends or Seinfeld, these shows that are on all the time.
Every single time it's used, you get a check.
The number of runs your show has, the size of the check decreases. The show is generating income for NBC Universal, and so you will see some of that income. Now streaming comes in, and there's a terrible formula based on a percentage of the sale from the studio to the streamer.
So it sits on the platform for a year, and you get one check no matter how many times it's watched.
If you write a show for Hulu, you get paid to write it, and you might see $400 for the next 3 years, as opposed to a network rerun, which might be, for an hour show, might be $24,000.
I have talked to fellow writers who came up years before, and it was the difference between buying a house or not, between sending your kid to school or not, and for me, it just seems like this pipe dream of getting residuals for the work that I've done.
This strike seems to be catching fire because it mirrors the discontent a lot of workers feel about this yawning wage gap between the top and the bottom.
Secondarily, but correlated, is that it's about the art that we're making. And if we're not given the time and the resources that we need to make good television, you're not gonna have the diversity of voices, the diversity of ideas.
I think that we wanna make sure that art isn't coming from only voices who can afford to do this as a job.
All right, let me read this part real quick for people on audio. When we reached out to Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which is representing the major studios in their contract negotiations with writers, they sent the following response. The AMPTP member companies remain united in their desire to reach a deal that is mutually beneficial to writers and the health and longevity of the industry, and to avoid hardship to the thousands of employees who depend upon the industry for their livelihoods.
I got into writing because I was an actor and still am.
I've worked on The Adventures of Puss in Boots, Trolls, The Beat Goes On.
Channel Zero for sci-fi. I did a bunch of CBS procedurals, and most recently I was the showrunner of One of Us is Lying on Peacock.
Law and Order Criminal Intent. Then I went to In Treatment and did a show called Lights Out for FX. And then I wandered back into the Law and Order family and went to SVU.
All right. Now, Let me be wise, intelligent, and get in trouble all at the same time. Firstly, let me say, this is not the first time writer's strike have happened, and I agree with the writer's strike. Did that come out first? Okay. And I'm not even going to negate that statement. I agree. Grace, tell us the title, if you don't mind.
Today's title is The Writer's Strike, Streaming, and We Have Not Seen the Impact of AI Yet.
So you're looking at the impact of streaming on writers. That's 10, 15 years. So you don't see the impact of House of Cards was the original, and it had to be. You don't see the impact from 15 years ago until today. Is this okay? Would you remember that? That is an underlining thing. There's stuff we're doing right now that is detrimental to what you think you got under control. And what is this, 2023? What's that, 2038, Grace? Man, 2038, and y'all in trouble. And you think that's a long way away, but Adonia, you was just in high school. That was just yesterday, Susan. You was in high school. Jerome.
For real.
You just a little tyke on the monkey bars in elementary, testing your chest and arm muscles. It wasn't that long ago that Susan was bouncing little babies on her lap. Now they bouncing babies on their lap. Okay. So it ain't that long ago. And I want you to get that every single thing, I'm a writer, I'm a creative. Every single thing they said is awful, wise, and intelligent. As a creative, as a businessman, Melissa, I don't give a damn about one thing that they said. Not one. Now, that creates great tension for what we need to talk about for the rest of our little hour and 15 minutes. Let's process what I just said, because it seemed like I'm wronged by not giving a damn about anything they said. That ain't what I said. I said it's a businessman. And what's a businessman? Process this information. What's a businessman? Let me help y'all. Businessman only means what white people have made it mean. See, you don't want to do it. I know it. It's okay. I got you. I didn't invent the term businessman. Africans didn't invent the term businessman. The people running the country invented the term businessman, businesswoman. Say what thou willeth. When you say politician, it has a definition, not created by y'all, but an old white man. Is this too real? I'm not even bringing up race. I'm saying old white men run the country. Do we not live on the same planet?
That's true, because if you tell each and every one of us, close your eyes and think of a politician. They're not gonna look like you or me.
I'm not even saying women are involved here. Let's just remove women. I just need you to get some 70-year-old person that the world identifies as an old white man, establishes what businessman means. So if I sound mean, I learned how to old white man, and it made me successful in business. And that's what we call businessman. Rewind, press play. My friends, it is impossible in capitalism, it is impossible in capitalism to have an ethical business. Nah, Antonio, we do everything ethically. No, you do not. You cannot. And I know that you don't want to hear me, but that's okay. Go ahead, Law. Sneak to the phone booth real quick. I saw your hand up. Because I'm not even close. I'm not even close. You hear me as being mean because I'm being truthful and direct and saying the things that you don't want to hear. But unfortunately, oh, okay. So did you get off the call? He's on the call. So did you get off the call? He's going to come back. He's in New York, and he is currently trying to get in show business. Let me rewind, because many of you should be upset, especially Melissa. She's in this industry two or three different times, publishing, screenwriting, all sorts of stuff. Should the writers be on strike? Yep. Do I agree with the writers on strike? Of course I do. But if I'm dropping all the money and taking all the risk, I'm trying to cut my expenses without cutting my quality at all times. Rewind, press play. The lady said in the video, well, you go from 20 shows, 22 to 8. You're going to go look for multiple jobs. Yeah. So you got to go look for multiple jobs. Yep. So does the school teacher. Yeah. So does the janitor. So does the police officer. Every police officer I know has more than one job. You don't think it's more than one job, but they're outside doing security for events and restaurants. They go to an apartment, get a discount just to be the apartment's police officer, safety officer to keep it safe. And this problem, and I know you don't want to hear it, but that's okay, was created by old white men. Now, understanding this, guess what is about to happen? What would you do? What would you do? See, here's the problem. And then you're going to say, well, no, I would, no, you wouldn't. You know what you would do? You would look at your millions of dollars and you would say, who can give me a script? And then Grace going to sashay herself in and say, well, I'm a gifted screenwriter. Well, show me. And then in private, Grace is going to walk to ChatGPT 7, 12, 19. And she is going to create the most amazing script on the planet. Bites at a time and run that out. And guess what's going to happen from there, Jerome? Grace is going to pass that on and say, look, here you go. Look, how you did this so much? Well, I'm a natural writer, but I also use AI to help me think of other things. I like that. Give me 8 more shows. And if you don't think that's going to happen, I promise you it already is. Antonio, how do you know it already is? Because I understand one thing. People want money. That's it. End of story. End of point. People want money. If you understand that, then you're going to understand people going to change at all times. I would never get foreclosed on, see what you'd never do. Go ahead, Law.
Now, I was going to thank you for showcasing that video, because I knew the writers thing was a big deal, but I didn't know how big of a deal it was. And that video actually showcased it. Like, I applied for a show for Lisa Vanderpump yesterday. And I actually got that casting from one of my friends who works in the industry. And she was telling me, she's like, yeah, I'm not working. I was like, you're not working? It's like, yeah, the writer's block is just, it's really crippling everyone at this point. And just to see how bad it was to that video was, it opened my eyes. So I thank you for that.
And yeah, no, you're very welcome. And you're in New York, so, and yeah. Writer's Mecca.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Allow me to do this again. I agree with the writer's block. Strike. And y'all deserve to be out of a job because writers are important. So who I don't want to hear from is coffee people and producers. No, just respect your writers. We wouldn't have this problem. It is. Respect your writers. You wouldn't have this problem. However, this is an argument against change. So what you want, the lady had there was a lady that had really the best argument. Nobody is trying to go back to 20 episodes, but we do want the lifestyle and the security that we once had. How, Sway? How? How? Let's help you with this here. Susan Sorrentino is a gifted woman. And as the 80s became 85 and then 90 and then 95, how did not security get taken away with every passing moment? Let's do it again. Adonia, as 80 became 81 and then 85 became 91, how was security even the same thing? It couldn't be. For one, they keep devaluing your dollar. Two, inflation. Three, technology changes things. What did I say? Somebody caught it yesterday because it was Penelope. She quoted what I said on YouTube yesterday. I said yesterday, technology is not supposed to create jobs. It is supposed to make sure you don't have one. The conflict is not with technology alone. The conflict is with capitalism. And I'm not saying disbar or dethrone capitalism. It means changes. I'm just telling you, the more technologically advanced you are, the more capitalism is going to hit back. Why? Well, it's simple, Adonia. Who wants 100 people on payroll when you only need 20? Now, every one of you got the heart of gold. But allow me to challenge you, and we're about to open up for one lightning of a discussion. Allow me to challenge you. Go ahead, Grace.
You said the more technologically advanced you are, the more capitalism.
The more capitalism will punch back.
That's it. Thank you.
Absolutely. And every last one, you got the heart of gold. I'm gonna hire everybody. I'm going to make sure. Okay. I challenge you, Antonio, to have technology, have money going as far as it used to, have technology being available and making things cheaper for you. And I dare you to go back to your old hiring practices. I dare you to have your biggest expense, which always should be in just about every business, be payroll. And then do too much of it and see how long you're going to stay in business. I dare you to hire 50 employees when your CPA, your business partner, your board says we only need 15. How many of you know the board is going to get rid of you, CEO? Say what you will. Every single time it happens every season. What happens is there's some sort of pandemic or something, some sort of season, and things start dropping off. And y'all see it. These people with these good jobs, they get laid off, don't they?
Man, is having a board a gift and a curse if you're a CEO? Because didn't you create the board?
And you create the board to see, do the board's job. You create the board to do the board's job. And the board's job is there for the shareholders. Not the customers. See, but there you go again. That's capitalism all over again.
The customer. I'm talking about if I'm the CEO, man, you gotta get rid of me, man. Wait a minute.
The CEO worry about the customers. Board members worry about it. Listen, if you're a CEO and you have shares, F them customers. Your job is to make your shareholders happy. Say what you want. I don't care what you like. These are things that get said in quiet meetings. I'm just saying them out loud. So you're, oh my God, can't be. And this is why, don't you go, ooh, I just hate the sales. And I just hate, because it sucks. She's right. She's right. She's absolutely right. But here's the deal. Adonia has one of the biggest hearts on the planet. She getting ready to retire, make her job her first customer. Do you think she fit the risk going homeless by overhiring? What's the deal? Did they?
Antonio, you know what's interesting is we are going through that conversation right now. We have to make some adjustments as a result of industry. Industries are changing. Technology is coming in, though it's not kicking butt in construction yet. But you saw those bots and stuff. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
And so we're working on having to make some adjustments, cost savings, and we're probably going to reduce some hours for people through the end of the month. So we are in those kind of conversations right now. And right construction. Now. I mean, AI. Is AI impacting construction? I'm going to say I guarantee you it is. Has it come to us yet? Probably not. But I've been using it just for things within the HR realm. You know, how do we, you know, improve a person's onboarding experience? Just a lot of little things that we're doing. I constructed a letter through AI. Thank you very much. For the owner and said, because we're going to send out a communication to the employees. And my Carlita kicked butt on it. He was like, I'm impressed. I said, don't be. You know, because AI assisted. Now I did edit it at once I got it. I changed this, and I wouldn't say it this way. Okay, the owner probably wouldn't say it that way, so I edit it. But yeah, it's happening now. I mean, for a fact, I'm just confirming you are on point. I want to debate you, but I can't, because even what we're doing even what we're doing isn't groundbreaking. It's other stuff we don't even know about that's already happening. I believe you is what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate it. Grace, the more container homes take off, what construction, what people who do concrete, they're going to suffer.
Yeah, they are.
Container homes are cheaper. And then here's the deal. I don't know if y'all know, Home Depot now sells tiny homes, $50,000. Build it yourself. That's how it used to be in 1899. Really? I said, 1899. You can go and buy prefabricated houses and put them together yourself. I ain't joking with you. Like, y'all great, great, great grandmother built that house with her hands. So if Home Depot is now selling houses, I don't care if you call it a tiny house or not, that impacts the construction industry. But then here's the deal. Y'all familiar with CAD? It doesn't matter. Just think about an architectural engineer gets in there, design the building. Yep, AI gonna have that job too. Thank you, Dion. I sure appreciate you. I ain't want them to think I was around here falsing. You know, my grandmother won't let me say lying too much. Can't say it too many times in a row. Look at that. It's on screen. Tiny home frame kits, $15,000, $24,000, $25,000, $33,000. They're not looking at this.
No, you know, but they do get it. But see, we're in telecommunications, so there's a room for telecommunications because we're AT&T, Google, Apple. Those are our customers. So those big whip, but they changing, right? So we have to change with they're changing. That's because they're changing, it's impacting what we do. You know, we pulling those wires, we putting those poles up, we're doing DAS, blah, 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 blah. Not to get too far into it.
No,
but,
I got you.
But it's still changing and it's impacting. Do we need 400 people, though? That's not our number. Do we need that many people to do the smaller types of jobs that they're willing to do because they're using fiber, whatever, all the new
fiber to the premises and stuff. I know. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. AT&T Universe sends fiber straight to the premises. Right. So, FTTP, they take it. This is how you get, let's simplify this conversation because only me and the Donnie understand. Fast. How about that? And they love to get, and this is what the Donnie would see, in a new constructed, like a, what you call them, suburbs. And they got the newly constructed suburb. AT&T people like Adonia get in there first. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let's put our stuff on the ground. Wait a minute. Let's run this over here first. Write it down. Hold on. Before y'all get started, before y'all put all them toilets in there, let us get in there first.
Yeah, but see, we're not housing construction. We're literally in the ground putting wires, putting poles, putting whatever optics, you know, the new technology is. You know, up on the poles, you're making, you think you're looking at a tree and you're not, you're looking at an antenna, all that. That's what we do.
That's what they do. And here's the deal. As soon as AI changed AT&T, it's going to change Adonia's company order amount. Them invoices going to change. And let me tell you something, you can pray all you want to. When them invoices change, folk getting let go. When invoices change, that means the invoice stopped being $53 million and go down to $23 million. And he's like, that's still $23 million. Now, listen to everything them writers said. Them writers didn't say we broke, except for one, but that was a staff writer, Lois. Them writers said we making half what we used to make. See,
while expenses continue to go up.
Exactly. I once said something, I didn't think it was inflammatory, but it raised an eyebrow or two. Whatever. I was on some stage, I don't know why people give me a microphone, but I was on something with a microphone. And I told a largely white audience that ain't no such thing as recession until white people start losing their homes. Black folk,
that's true,
been doing that. There'll never be a recession if the Black community is suffering. There'll never be a recession if the Hispanic community is suffering. You call a recession when the government, it goes under twice. I'll skip you the explanation, under twice. So that's two, three month periods. That's then a recession. And that is counting white dollars. Period. So now it's an issue on striking because for the first time ever, more diversity is in writing. That, the video started off that way. There's far more diversity in writing. Far more I've been here for years writing for SVU in writing. New people, which is a good thing. They didn't even say it's a good thing. But it's also a bad thing because those new people are taking those old people jobs. My friends, it's going to happen whether you want to or not. This is going to happen. This is 100% going to happen. This is going to happen. This is going to happen, period. Why? Because one thing that is for sure is things change. And I'll push that further. I'm talking about network TV. First off, don't nobody care about no network TV no more. Well, yes, we do, Antonio. You're going to be 70. Anybody that has a disagreement with me, you're 70 or you act like 70. Nobody wants network TV. And yes, they do, Antonio. All your favorite network TV people write for streaming. You say, well, I want network TV. Yes. Yes, you do.
I throw a party every time a network TV show ends, okay? Blacklist is ending. I am happy. I want to binge it for the 3 days and get over it.
See? 6 years. I wait. I know people that say, well, I'll just wait 6 years until it's all on Netflix. And I just binge it. Deanna just binged 6 years. Deanna just binged a show called Lucifer, 6 seasons in a week. Got it all done. I'm taking off for the week. Yes, ma'am. I understand. Got it all done. Just got it done. Now, Grace, what happens when? Yeah, that was a great show. It was a great show, Law. It was a great show. What happens now, Grace, when AI start messing with writers? What happens? Well, yeah, he is. And he can dress.
Your case in point, I was watching some episodes on YouTube TV of Lucifer because, you know, they got whatever channel that they have on there. And I was like, oh, I see why Deanna likes this. It's pretty good. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It is pretty good. What happens? Deanna just sent me a message. I'm not sure what she was talking about, but I'm for the story there. Because what happens when artificial intelligence starts giving medicine and taking nurses' jobs? Oh, that's easy. I could develop right now artificial intelligence giving medicine right now. I could do it right now. I got enough skill set to do it right now. All you do is develop a machine. Machines exist, yes. And then you put a program in that machine. They exist, yes. Okay, so machines with programs exist. So when you put a machine with an AI program in it, then all you're doing is hiring you're going to hire not a nurse, Adonia. You're going to hire somebody a bit above transportation and far lower than a nurse, and you're going to certify them. They're going to be certified on the machine now. They're going to go through 6 months certification for the machine instead of 4 years of nursing.
Yep.
Yes, technicians. That's that. But they're going to get the technician. You know they're going to get the technician a fancy name, though, Deanna.
You know, they already have machines dispensing the medicines in some of the hospitals.
See?
The machine goes to each room with the barcode, and it will give the patient its medicine.
See? They got machines that clean public bathrooms. Law sent me an Instagram video one day, and it was mopping.
You showed it one day.
Yeah, it was mops mopping. I was too thrilled. I was too through, you know? So you said, well, but that man, Tony, that's not, okay. You know who would buy mops mopping, buffers buffering more than anybody? First, airports. I don't know if y'all ever been in Intercontinental. I don't know. You, Intercontinental, that's in Houston. IAH. I don't know if you've been there. That's a really big airport.
Real big.
It's a city. It's a city. Dallas is equally big. Those two airports are huge. And that's a lot of somebody or a couple of companies struck a nice deal. Nice deal, Jerome. A nice deal. Struck a nice deal to get this done. But somebody like Adonia with a good heart is going to be like, okay, let me help you find the job elsewhere. Because you cost too much money here. We're going to go out of business. What happens when an industry changes so abruptly? Well, it's never abruptly. We always see it coming. We just... we just lazy. In fact, let me stop real quick. You know why, as a businessman, I never explain why. You know why, as a businessman, I have a problem with every single thing they said? Because they're arguing about disruption. And so let me tell you the problem with that. Chef J has a right to disrupt an industry. It's her job. It is the backbone of America. You wouldn't even... I was talking to somebody yesterday. His competitive advantage was, well, I'm a old boy doing it 24 hours. I do it in 1 hour. Okay, so I said, this is what I said. This is what I said. I said, okay, so you are 1 hour photo. And I said, you old enough to remember when you went to Walgreens, Eckert's, Kroger's. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I remember. And there's another one. Eckert's, Kmart. Yeah, I remember. Going to these places and you went and Susan, you turned in your photos, and you come back 2 days later. And then Chef Jay said, oh, we do 1 hour photo. Yeah. And then Adonia made the damn cell phone camera.
If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner aiming to expand or manage your online presence, Dynadot is the perfect partner for you. At Dynadot, registering for a domain is not just easy, it's cost-effective. With services like their free domain privacy, free website builder, and free email address with every registration, along with the robust platform for domain investors to buy or sell domains, Dynadot matches the need of growing digital brands. Their tools are designed for everyone and require no technical knowledge whatsoever. Everything is built with accessibility in mind, from the advanced domain search to their intuitive website builder. On their platform, you'll find industry-low domain registration prices with domain extensions specifically for entrepreneurs like you who are ready to make their next big moves. Secure your website's domain name today with Dynadot and let your online journey take off. Visit Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, 1 hour photo. Oh my God. We all use 1 hour photo, didn't we? We stay around, sit around there, come back. I mean, what time you want me to come back? I mean, you can come back at 7 o'clock, sure will. Guess what happened now, Jerome? None of these places exist. So I said, if your advantage is you do it faster, you in the wrong industry. Like you said, he was a photographer. You in the wrong industry. If your advantage, Janice, is you do it faster, you in our own industry. That's because you know why? Because it's always a Susan Sorrentino trying to get it faster. Your job is not to be faster. Drum roll, please. Your job is to control the industry. last thing I'm going to say, Grace, the writers have a right to strike and they should strike, but they're arguing for disruption. And Netflix deserves to exist no different than Airbnb. All right? Let's talk. I set the stage longer than I intended. Okay, Dion. I set the stage longer than I intended. Renee, you first. You're a writer. Uh-huh. Melissa, you second. You're a writer, producer, and a screenwriter, and a publisher, and 15 other hats in this industry. Okay, then. Renee? You agree with the writers. There's no way you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I agree with them too.
Mm-hmm. I
agree. You just ain't cutthroat as me, so I understand.
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay. You know, it's good to have both. It's good to have both. You know, no one wanna be the fox, no one wanna be a lion. There's actually a book about that, Machiavelli, but we'll save you off of that right now. What you think, Renee? I want the real answer. Don't give me no Christian answers now.
I'm just going to give you a Renee answer. Okay. Whatever come out. But I can say this. I've had people to ask me, like, Renee, what are you going to do with AI, you know, with everything, with writing and stuff? And I say, you can eat.
Uh-oh, you muted yourself, Renee.
Sorry. You can either get in front of it and let it work for you, or you can let it beat you and you be like, well, I don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? You can be behind technology. You can be behind the times, or you can just get in front of it and be like, okay, I'm gonna let this work for me and do it a different way, you know what I'm saying? But there's nothing that I can do about it, but I am choosing to get in front of it and let it work for me. I am gonna let it work for me. That's what I've been doing, actually. Let it work for me and build my brand my way, but using the AI. So that's the only option for me, because people that don't know about AI are choosing not to know about it because it's obvious, it's everywhere. But I'm glad I knew about it before you saw it in the, you know what I'm saying, before you saw blogs about it, before you saw, you know what I'm saying, people talking about it. I knew about it before that because of you. So, but if you're under a rock, and you choose, that you're choosing not to know, then that's your, you could be like, AI's not going to take anything from me. And watch, you'll be behind the times, like Blockbuster Video, like Super Kmart, like all them other places that not even around no more.
Right. I look at the writers now, like in this particular argument, writers are taxi drivers. Good people providing for their family, fighting change. That didn't end too well for taxi drivers. Before I get to Melissa, there are no solutions here. There are no good solutions. And any solution that gets worked out, it won't be a fix. It would be the actual definition of concession, because you're asking studios to pay for your lifestyle, and technology said that ain't what we're doing no more. We pay for your lifestyle with network TV. We don't have to pay for your lifestyle. Why, Jerome? Why? When studios now could buy Squid Games for $1 million. and then run it. See, the argument here is syndication. You get 100 episodes, you keep getting paid. Reruns, yeah, we ain't doing that no more. Streaming ain't no got nothing to do with no reruns. And why? Why do I not have to? This is what the argument gets real dumb. The reason why writers got paid $24,000 for reruns is simple, Melissa. Commercial breaks.
That makes sense. Yeah. The commercial's paid for this. Yeah.
Today's episode is sponsored by.
Keyword sponsored by.
So how dare you tell a studio pay me money when the studio built a platform that don't have that revenue? But y'all got plenty of money. It ain't for that. It ain't for that. It's not for that. You don't get to tell Janice, but you got this money over here. Yeah, that money over there. That's over there money. Because if she don't spend that over there money to compete with newer technology, hire the best writers to create more original shows, then your Disney Plus gonna go down. And now you out of business. That's okay. Come on, Melissa, say something smart. You always say something smart.
I have a feeling it's going to change how the writers get paid. If the smart ones will go, okay, I'm going to put you on a salary and then pay you if that have staff writers. Because right now writers are 1099. If you take away the 1099 and then make them a staff writer, now you have a salary.
That's a good point. That is a good point. They're not going to like that, but that's a good point.
They're not going to like it at all.
No. You know what I think, Melissa? I think that I didn't even think about what you said. That was brilliant. I didn't even think about what you said. I think it's going to change. I think we're getting ready to have another major shift and change that none of us saw coming. Like, I think we fit and I'll go to streaming point, like streaming on steroids now. Let me tell you why. Because again, one lady had a sound argument, and then she said something that I was like, come on now, that you may be pushing it on that one. And she said, well, you know how the writers during the process walking with the studio, given with the actor, well, it was a couple of them, it was all set up. The guy said this here, the actor giving life to those words, the writer changed. And then the lady came in and said, yeah, but you know, the writer, the job is to change the line work. So when you do that, production falls and quality falls. How? I haven't seen it. Has anybody seen the quality of TV shows go down? I'm not saying quantity, but quality. We're just talking about quality.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
You say quality went down.
Even in films, the quality in bigger films have gone down.
Well, fair enough. That's a fact. Now, here's the twist there. Who's saying that? Oh. Think about this for a second. Like, you got a problem with Marvel films. Because the quality is, it's visual effects and stuff. Okay. Let's try this again. Well, this is 1,000% right. Quality has gone down. Now, Melissa, put on your customer hat. Take off your publisher, producer hat. Put on your customer hat. Jump in your daughter's shoes. Quality may have gone down, but we went down too, Jerome.
Hold on real quick.
As a customer, I'm just trying to watch your show while on the phone. We the problem. Okay, all right. Anyway, go ahead.
we definitely the problem. As I'm sitting here listening to you talk, my brain is going back to reality TV.
Yep.
Yeah, and one of the things with reality TV for the networks were, we don't have to pay these actors the money that we pay actors because they're not actors. But people kept watching those shows and the industry out there who were advertising was still paying the same amount of money. Mm-hmm. So those networks were killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they was good. And the only ones that were complaining were the actors who trying to get a job, okay?
Which makes Melissa right. Quality went down.
But here's the deal. But now those networks are getting their payback through streaming because guess what?
They own it.
You're not advertising on stream. Though, you know, you were saying this before about internet, where the best place to be with your products, because you got all this audience out there, is on the internet trying to get on television, trying to get on radio, where it's going to cost your arm and leg. And people didn't pay attention to that, Antonio.
Nope.
I'm sitting there going,
nope.
And then here we go. So right now, the networks are getting their payback through streaming, and they don't know how to handle this because they still need the writers. They still need actors, okay? But you're right. That money that they're getting through the streaming, I mean, over here, from that amount of money, is for that amount of money, not for you writers. Come on now. And if that money for the writers came from the advertising and nobody's advertising on the networks now, we got a problem. And we ain't going to give you our money, or we ain't going to do that.
But the advertisers were taking the studios. Yes. They were losing money too. Like the studios were losing money too. Yeah.
So all we did was just sit by and let this cart turn over. And now we're sitting there going, oh, we're going to go strike. Well, you can strike all you want. If we ain't got no money, we can't give you no money, even if we're bad. So what you gonna do now? Now what those smart writers are gonna do is figure out what the hell's going on and say, you know what? I gotta come up with an idea so I can get back what I used to have. But you're gonna have to be innovative. And you're right, Antonio. You can't go against the system just because the system ain't working for you. You gotta come up with a better system. You gotta come up with a better way, like you were saying about the guy with the 1 hour photo, excellent example. No, if that's what you're gonna do, you're gonna go out of business. You gotta find a way. Now, I said all that to say this. What the hell about Rhino Leg?
Exactly. That's exactly.
Because you gotta hire some folks.
I ain't hiring that many.
Exactly. See? So I said that. I said, Antonio ain't just bringing this up just to be bringing this up. Mm-hmm. Antonio thinking about the future.
I'm trying to make my AI work as 2,000 employees. I only got to hire 19 of y'all or less. Think I'm lying. I'm not lying. I'm dead. This is crazy. It is crazy. Let me say this out loud. I do not plan on hiring. Like, do not think for one second that I have any intentions on hiring a lot of employees. You know why? Because I want to end world hunger. Payroll going to eat that up. I want to fix student loan debt crisis. Payroll going to eat that up. I want to create 100,000 millionaires. Payroll going to eat that innovation up. You crazy as hell.
I want some of that money. Okay. And I want it.
Exactly. So. See, exactly. I am the studio that cut everybody out and now using my money in different ways. And you can't tell me support your lifestyle when I'm trying to support some kid over there who eating rice one time a week. You can't forget your house. Let me tell you, the real problem, I say this almost for last. As a creative, as a writer, as a human being, I hear everything they're saying. I respect it. I really do. But as an intellectual, forget a businessman. As an intellectual, they lying. This ain't got nothing to do with streaming. I'm going to say they lying. They misinformed. Can I tell you what really happened? Can I really blow your mind? The damn internet. Think about the 10, 15 years they're talking about. The internet was out longer, but not third generation internet, which allowed you to stream videos. See, I'm a nerd. This ain't got nothing to do with Netflix or streaming. This has everything to do with the fact that once people had devices and who remembers, Melissa, do you remember when you had to log on the internet and then at the bottom it would say, the page acted funny, and it would say, would you like the mobile site?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Would you like them? Because that was second generation internet. It couldn't handle Ajax and JavaScript. And at the time it was Adobe Flash. They couldn't handle Adobe Flash. And then Apple hated Adobe Flash, hated it. Steve Jobs had a whole war against them. That's why, anyway, it just changed. Just don't go to war with Apple. You tend to lose. You tend to lose. It's the truth. They might lose their taking money from every app in the App Store thing, but that's a different story. That might be their first loss. That might be their first loss. The internet. I need you to get the reason why I see this argument as taxi drivers. It's because the internet. Taxi drivers weren't mad at Uber. They were mad at the fact for the first time, your cell phone didn't have to call them because the internet. And you didn't have to have cash on you because the internet. It's just common sense ride sharing, whether it be Uber, Lyft, or somebody else, took over. Because who's trying to walk around the streets of New York with $100 cash? If you walk, Janice walk around, she put a little sexy heels on, she ain't got time to fight. It's the truth. Six-inch heels, I ain't got time to fight. Sue's not there with her flat stomach and her six-inch heels. She ain't got time to fight. So it makes sense that her credit card was hooked up to the internet. Her app was hooked up to the internet. Now, this is an argument against the internet. And I have told you for nearly a decade now that the internet is the second greatest invention of mankind. The first one, the written word. I am putting internet over fire, Adonia. You know why I can? When last time Adonia lit a fire in her house? I'll wait. When last time you listened?
I'm cracking up right now. You said that. I have a fireplace I don't know, 1980? I don't even know.
See? It's in 1980. She got dead pigeons up there. Don't even know. She gonna light a fireplace this winter. It's gonna smell like chicken. Y'all, this is an argument against the internet. And the reason why I told you I'm going to add a topic because I like to stay relevant. I like to get information. If you're looking for a point here, you need to get out your privilege. And I'm not talking white privilege here. I'm talking about this is what made us win. We're going to keep doing this. All right. Keep on doing it. Because I tell you right now, Susan hungry. Yeah, you understand. You don't. I want to bring up the baby boomer generation. Okay, just allow me. I want to bring up baby boomers. Baby boomers are the most lied to generation on the planet. I don't care what nobody says this is, but it is. It's an opinion, a strong opinion. It's one of those, you know, you got a Trump supporter. Trump is awful. No, he's not. That's how I feel about baby boomers being lying. No, I ain't lying. Don't tell me nothing. I don't want to know the truth. Fake news. Baby boomers been lied to. Fake news if you say something different. But baby boomers are using ChatGPT. Oh, the world then changed. Baby boomers are on Zoom. Oh, the world then changed. So you can say what you want. Baby boomers are using Midjourney. World then changed. Most of the people with ChatGPT Plus is baby boomers. They credit cards don't stop $20. You hear me, Grace? I just need you to get that the internet has changed the game, and you can say what you want, writers and everybody else. Baby boomers is hungry. They want the promises the government went insufficient funds on, to borrow from Martin Luther King. And baby boomers are quietly out here tapping at their keep. They can't type word nothing. Can't type word nothing.
Reverend.
Can't type word nothing. But you know what can type? ChatGPT. Take them 5 minutes to get that prompt right. But once they got it right, all baby boomers are doing right here. They all do the same thing. Once they get a good prompt, they copy and paste it to a Word document because they understand Word. And I say, yeah, I'm going to come back.
You know what? You're offending me. You are offending me. You're offending me. But you're offending me. But I could type, first of all. But here's the issue. Here's how you know I'm a boomer.
You resembled that remark.
But here's how I know I am one. They have the audacity to say you don't do two spaces no more after a period. You only do one. Now, I'm a two spacer. So you already know I'm a boomer. Mm-hmm. Who made up that? Where did that come from?
That's true. That is true. That is true. Yeah, I used to do two. You still do two spaces? Two spaces is awful. You psychopaths. Psychopaths use two spaces. Oh my God. Yeah. you hit the nail on the head. That's a whole different teach. Two spaces, write in cursive. Don't put nothing in no pencil. Make sure you write in a black or a blue pen. Uh-huh. Come on. Come on now. Keep $20.
I'm getting ready to disconnect. I'm offended. I'm disconnecting.
Keep $20 emergency cash. Well, it can't be $20 no more. That was back in the 80s. Can't be $20 no more. It's like $120. $300 emergency cash now, you know, because that tie may go out on the side of the road, Jerome, and you need to go ahead and put insurance on everything. Come on, boomers. Would you like this insurance for this tablet? I damn sure do, is what Janice said. I want it because I don't know how to fix it, and y'all going to fix it if something mess up with it. Because you ain't going to let me return it when I walk out this store, so y'all going to fix it. All right, come on now.
Antonio, so I'm a millennial, mm-hmm. but two baby boomers gave birth to me, and my mother went to school child. Because her high school was known for secretarial work. So a secretary is the one that showed me all the syntax and typing. I took actually personal typing class in high school with a typewriter. This is about 99, okay? And then the next year, I took intro to computers and I learned how to do web pages and stuff. But I still be like, okay, where are my tabs at? I need to make sure everything is
so you was using whiteout and then white strips when you
we had to do
Antonio, that's not funny.
That's not funny. We had to do the whiteout. It was crazy. But a secretary gave birth to me and showed me how to. So that's the deep part. Cause still, even when I write, I'm like, okay, all right, let me make sure. And then college was like, okay, make sure all your stuff is justified. Make sure that your tabs are on point. And it's crazy.
You had the enter key and the return key. You had both.
I make sure all my stuff is looking good now. I'm looking at ChatGPT like, okay, let me, but everything with that is cool. But I'll just be like, all right, personally, when I type, I'm like, okay.
Adonia, she had no margins. She had to get to the side of the typewriter. And you know, you had to fix them up because I'm 81. You had to fix the margins. you know, you had to lock it in there so it wouldn't go past in 2 mornings.
Right, it was
there.
A mug.
If you didn't do it, it'd wrap it.
And you didn't have choices of fonts. You had that one little font. This is so wrong.
Then they got fancy with it and they started putting the ink tape and the whiteout tape on the same thing. So you didn't have to buy them.
BM Selectrics.
Lord, Lord, he know the name of it, y'all. Golly. Them typewriters.
Piker Annie Leak. Come on now.
Yep. Them typewriters loud. And then they jump on your lap too. They jump. They jump on your lap when you type.
Did your grandmother have a typewriter?
My grandmother had a typewriter. Yes,
yeah, my parents had one.
I got that typewriter and I was killing it because I could type. I mean, you know, they taught me the home keys and stuff. I was killing it. Typewriter. Oh my God. Girl, don't you ever say typewriter again. That's older than the 8-track. Lord have mercy. Golly, typewriter. Yeah, but that's this argument. Again, I hope the writers get everything they deserve. I want everybody to get all your money. But I do know this. I do know that old money is complaining and new money is not. I do know this. I do know that it is the incumbents, not incumbents, it is the people who've been in for a while, I forget the fancy name for what it is. I know they are complaining. The problem with that is, though, Susan hungry. Susan then dropped. What all that, so I'm for the use privilege, but I don't mean white privilege, okay? I mean the privilege of, I'm an American and it ought to be this way. Yeah, Susan then dropped that. Susan trying to win. As long as you're trying to win. And when you're trying to win, you know what you do? You say, I'll do it. Well, we're paying 50% less. I'll do it. See? It's never going to stop. Listen. I say this respectfully. Good job to Adonia, but she costs too much. You hear me? The only reason they keep paying her salary is because she fixes all the problems so she don't cost too much. Now give Adonia an attitude. So her salary way too high because she got too many years. She get a pay raise every 6 months. She get that evaluation. They've been stacking up her money. She fully vested and blah, blah, blah. Some of y'all probably too young to know.
No, they count her money. They definitely count her money.
See, she's worth it. That's why this is what I would do. Adonia, tell me if this happened to you, because this is exactly what I would do. I would go, well, we ain't never get rid of Adonia. I mean, that's salary high as hell. So she can't have no staff, but we ain't never get rid of her. If her salary went so high, I give it to people.
I just had a conversation less than a month ago, and I actually was almost asking, let me go, because I promise you he can find an HR that's less expensive. He was mad. He got offended. His offense was, and it was because one of the managers had an issue, and I can't even remember what the whole topic and conversation was, but I said, because he's counting his numbers too. He said, you know, we can find somebody cheaper. I said, absolutely. And so I told my boss we were having this conversation, and he's like, I'm going to go talk to him because he doesn't. He went into a, and I said, but it's true. Only reason why I'm valued vote to him is because he's the one that overreacts to everything, and he'll come plop in my chair and say, okay, I think right. I screwed up. You know, what do I do? Well, think about right. it. You know what to do. You need to start acting like a 2-year-old. And be the owner that you are, make a decision and keep it moving. He won't do that. He always comes to me, okay, well, I think so-and-so's mad at me because I was telling him I'm going to pull his division, and now he wants to quit. I said, let him quit. You know, so I'm the one, I guess the voice of reason, but I'm not a reactor. I think to what I think things need to happen. But he can and should. He was mad. Oh, he was so mad. You better not leave me. Well, that's gonna happen. You know,
that's called,
sooner
that's
or
called
later,
a toxic relationship.
Well, yeah, I think it is.
Leave me, I'm
told
key.
He's the brother.
You leave me, I'm
yeah,
key.
We have problems. He's like the brother I never wanted. You know, I like you, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to tolerate you because you're part of the family.
Mm-hmm. She got a toxic relationship with her job. Yeah, you kill me, I'm gonna leave. You leave me, I'm a key. You die, I'm a key. Well, you ain't going nowhere.
Come on, Ike.
Nobody better. Name stays home.
Okay, I think I have an Ike and Tina relationship. Yep. Thank you, Gracie. You have made my day. That's what it is. Yep. That's so funny.
Nobody. Yeah. You ain't going nowhere. You hear me? Now, go on, get in there and do your job. You ain't going nowhere. Sing that song. That's what they tell her. Get them TS reports. Don't do that. She costs too much. But she costs too much in an idea of money. But if you give her attitude, and she gonna cost too much and cost too much, and that's a different story. But since Adonia fixes all the problems, then the way you get around that, Jerome, she can't have no damn staff. I'm perfectly fine with her costing this much because I'm saving money because I'm looking at the department expenses. And I could look at the department expenses and say, I could justify her costing so much because the department should be getting paid this. She's making 75% of what the department should be getting paid, but I'm okay, but we ain't gonna never hire that 25%. As soon as she leaves, we're gonna put four young people up in here. We're gonna underpay their ass, show this.
And Tony, you're right on the money. Before COVID, when I stepped down after being there 10 years, he said, no, you stay on and we'll pay you a salary, I mean, 1099. And I was getting $400 a day every time I taught. Well, guess what? I became too expensive. So, and they dropped down on classes. But they still had to pay me what was on my contract. And I wasn't mad. I ended up training the young lady they hired to come in. And the majority of the classes where I was making my money, they gave her all those classes.
Of course.
And gave me the other, the ones that they do once a quarter.
I would have done the same thing.
Once every two or three months. But the ones that were two or three times a week, they gave her those classes. And other people complained because she was new. But I did everything I was supposed to, and I knew what was happening when it was going. And this to me, I didn't get mad because I recognized it wasn't personal. It was business. I cost too much money.
Period.
You know?
So, we trade star NBA players. You think you ain't finna get traded, right? You crazy as hell. You crazy as hell. Come on, y'all. They traded Kevin Durant. Come on now. This don't make no sense. You're not. The reason why writers are wrong in this, they're right, but the reason they're wrong, because their argument is aimed at streaming. It should be aimed at the internet and change. This would have happened regardless. And the internet just birthed artificial intelligence. Ain't even going to be no writer talking 15 years. You know why? Because every single person in this square, there are only two, leaving myself out, there's only two writers. Like, and I mean, like, if they can just write all day, that's all they want to do. And that's Renee and Melissa. Writer, like, Susan's a problem solver. Adonia's a problem solver. They've been doing that since they was kids. They didn't even play with their toys. I was like, here's sibling. You can have my toy. Because you clearly can't master your emotions. This is Susan at 6 years old. You clearly can't master your emotions. So here, take this toy and go be quiet. But you get us all in trouble. That was Adonia. Man. They problem solvers. Melissa, actual writer. What I mean by that? I mean, that's all she want to do. Renee, actual writer. So everybody else? You out here writing now, writing social media posts, writing everything. and writing better than Melissa and Renee. And faster. Now, if that's happening in these squares, what you think ought to happen? I don't need no writer. If it was me, Adonia, if it was me, Melissa, I'd be like, Melissa, tell me about ChatGPT. Because, you know, I don't know about it because I'm too old and I got the money. I don't know about it. ChatGPT, blah, blah, blah. Prompt engineer, tell me about that. Okay. Melissa, I pay you $100,000. I pay you $1 million if you find me 5 prompt engineers that can replace these writers. I pay you $1 million. I will run Warner Brothers Studio with 5 prompt engineers. And if I'm thinking like that, you know they thinking like that, Jerome. Ain't no sense of you lying. Ain't no sense of you lying. So wrap up. I got a 9:30. Dan, do me a favor. I need you to log on for me first. I'm going to step away real quick. Hear me well. What you know is already dead. It just don't look like it. So when I tell y'all, AI is going to create as many jobs as the horse's carriage. I mean, many jobs for humans as the horse's carriage for horses. Yeah. The internet, you would think that like if we would have had this conversation 15 years ago, and we say, Renee, the internet, oh my God, what's going to happen in the future? People going to be streaming, it's going to be 500 shows a year instead of 20. Oh my God, we're going to make so much money. Lies. Because technology don't make money for the middle class under capitalism. Technology makes money for those who control the technology under capitalism. One day y'all gonna hear me, because this is not written down in the book, but me and Doc, and I don't know if he's a doctor, but Jacques Fresco are saying the same thing. Technology is here, Jerome, so you don't have to remind yourself to take your medicine. It's here. Technology is here, so you don't have to go all the way down there, 60 miles away, Janice, to get your toes done. Go on in your closet, pull that little water thing you got out, that Deanna got to do the little massage thingy. You know what I'm talking about? Put your feet up in there, and then soon it'll be a robot that Elon Musk made going all the way up to the calf, getting a good deep tissue massage. Your heel gonna feel real good. I'm getting, yeah, all that. It's gonna happen. So in conclusion, if you don't believe that your job is already replaced, don't. But 15 years from now, you might look like the writers begging the people who control the technology to treat you better. And that ain't gonna never be my life, Susan. That ain't gonna never be my teachers. My teachers gonna always tell you the only way to get treated better is to own it. You need another mentor if you're looking for something else, because I ain't gonna tell you nothing else. I'm a black man in America. I ain't gonna never ask the white man, blue man, or green man to take care of me. Ain't gonna happen. I'm too woke. I'm too hungry and I'm too smart. I forgot y'all hijacked the word woke. It means something different now. I forgot. I can't say woke no more. We need a new word, Jerome. Y'all done made it something different now. Your job is done for. My very last statement. Is Adonia leaving because she has dreams? True. But you know why I think Adonia's leaving? I think the God of this place stirred up into her at the right time. You know why, Grace? Because in 5 years, they probably would have pushed her out anyway. Nobody's safe.
They pushed me out. They ain't called me back. I ain't going back either. But they ain't called me back. After COVID, not a phone call, not an email.
If Adonia company get bought because the industry changes, Adonia would not be safe. They don't know her. She's just going to look like $323,000 we can save. Hell, my cousin.
You know the truth. The truth of that is, it may, the business may not even be existing in 5 years, and I truly believe for various reasons. Just the owner, he's my age. Actually, I think I'm a year older than him. But the point is, I really do believe that in 5 years it may not exist for various reasons. And I'm not saying that to be negative. I just do believe the changes are going to be so big and so real. We won't be able to keep up, and we're aging out. You know, our talent is getting older. I mean, how many holes and poles and wires can you pull and not have back issues and knee issues and all that stuff? So we're aging out, and the younger folks are coming in not skilled per se in the industry because of the technologies and stuff that are out there. You know, the right. Digging holes, they're coming, what's that? You know, I'm not digging a hole. You know, they think that's a big deal. Oh, I had to put a little sweat on my forehead. We're like, really? Are you serious? Mm-mm. So the whole thing is changing.
Yeah, that's definitely not a baby boom problem. Y'all been doing sweat. Y'all invented sweat equity. Definitely. But see, they made fun of us though, Adonia. They made fun of us millennials for not keeping jobs. They made fun of us. Now, millennials saw it for what it was. Millennials saw it for what it was. They don't want to keep us. Now y'all catching up. All right, last thing, post a link out in the chat real quick. Y'all vote for Law. Right there, he's currently in eighth place. He has a chance to be on a chef show, like on actual TV. Actual TV, to go ahead and vote. Let all of us drop $20 and get this man number one. We're going to get him a vote. You can do your free daily vote too, okay? All right, y'all. Grace in the call. Got to do the 9:30. And thank y'all so much. You can't plan better. You can dominate.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. See you at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific for Pathbender. Those of us who are in Pathbender. Romy Rome, have a safe trip. All right. Have a great day, y'all. Love you.
Love you more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.